Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're locked in to the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I don't think anyone believes that Jarrett Stidham's going to beat Cam out fair and square for the job if they're both healthy and good condition. But I can't imagine them releasing Cam Newton. They don't have that much money tied up in him. And given the circumstances of this season, we're all talking about how teams are going to need three quarterbacks. What sense does it make to release Cam Newton when you don't have much money tied up in him? I think that this organization is not concerned about Cam Newton creating some sort of distraction because he's not the starter. I think it's absurd to think he won't be a starter. I think he will be the starter and have a very successful season.
I don't know how you can say this. Dominique Foxworth. How the hell can you say that? You don't know. I have no idea.
Well, again, it goes back to my point, is that we don't know.
What was that point again? I don't remember it.
that he won't start the fourth preseason
no,
game.
That's no, right. I broke the news. There's no fourth preseason game. But we don't know. He can say, Tom Curran said he's in it for the long haul. Right? He said that the other day. But we don't know how he's going to react to any of this. We don't know.
The idea from Dominique Foxworth that, oh, they're not going to release him.
Why not?
Why? Why would you want, if I know Andy Hart can't coach.
Well, I can, though.
Okay, but let's just pretend.
Okay, I'll play along. It's hard for me, but I'll play along. Okay.
Let's say Andy Hart cannot coach 13-year-old baseball.
Okay.
That he's just a bumbling fool.
Okay.
Why keep him there?
Like steam coming out of his ears. How dare you call me that?
Why keep him? Why not bring in somebody else?
Especially if you have the somebody else.
Exactly. If your assistant coach
is ready to go,
is a former Division III All-Star
right.
Stonehill.
We're ready
to
go.
Why would you not keep
and
him?
And I'm moping and sulking and making
not
a
even
show.
That. Not even that, Andy.
Well, I would.
What if you? Okay. But let's
and
just,
I'm like Cam.
Let's
he
keep
will.
It to Cam. Let's just say he can't play. Let's just say that you look and you say, there's issues there. There's physical issues. He ain't the same guy that he was 4 years ago.
Well, I'll make an argument on each side of the argument.
You know what they call that?
Juxtapose.
No, they call that an Ordway. Let me play both sides of the fence.
And it really seems to annoy Lou lately.
And then over
what's your opinion? I don't care what Bill thinks. What's your opinion? I've heard Lou say that 100 times this week. It's enjoyable, too.
They got the memo.
Shove it up your ass.
Make Ordway make an opinion.
Yes.
This isn't, they're not letting him
work for 25 years. Ain't working
now.
No,
no
more flippity-floppity.
40 years.
This isn't 1999 where they're like, let him move on. Because no. They're putting the feet to the fire this week.
And I'm enjoying it.
I'm a dope.
Yeah, I agree. actually, I don't know because I don't know what you think. You keep telling me what Bill thinks. So if Cam Newton doesn't win the job, which I think is a really bad sign for just where his skills are at.
Right.
We do know he's an emotional guy. Has some sulkiness to him. Probably built out of competitiveness. If he can't win and he doesn't see it's going in the direction where he's the man and all that.
Hold on. Wait a minute. A sulky quarterback when he loses and doesn't do well.
I don't know one of those.
I
actually know a sulky quarterback when he's 8-0.
Brady, maybe?
Whose cheekbones has progressively gotten higher over the years. Yes.
Yeah, how's
that because of the water.
How does that happen?
I was just looking at they did a thing on the snowball. I'm like, who is that?
Yeah. How does that happen?
It's weird.
I think we just know. Avocado?
I think that we know how it is.
Yeah, avocado, right? Are you saying anything else?
Yeah.
You ever seen Nip Tuck? Remember that good show on FX?
Nip Tuck? Yeah.
I don't know why I brought that up.
What's that called?
A non sequitur?
Yes. Which is fine, by the way.
I don't care.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't care. I was watching The Outsiders with my son the other day. Tom Cruise in 1983 or whatever that is. Look, like, you can barely tell it's Tom Cruise. The teeth, the nose, everything
is different. If I had any money whatsoever, I would have them suck the fat out of my face and stomach in
your
like
3 seconds.
Your shorts
would fit.
Exactly. My 40 shorts would fit.
So, Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Why do you want him around if he's just going to mope, right?
Right.
That would be one argument.
Well, why do you want him around if he can't play anymore?
Well, but the counter argument is what does can't play really mean? So he's not the MVP anymore. He's not the 15-1 carry a team.
He's a backup.
But who's
have
a
that
better
Brian Hoyer?
But does Brian Hoyer back up Jarrett Stidham in where I think the offense is going? Because I think no. I think Cam Newton would actually be a better backup in the new age, Josh McDaniels, Jed Fish, college offense where there's going to be some read option and RPOs and moving the pocket and whatever other cliches you want to throw out there about a more athletic offense. I think that's better suited for Cam Newton to be the backup, if he's willing. Now, he says it's about respect, and I've heard Tom Curran say he's heard rumblings that Cam's in this for the long haul,
right.
And Cam Newton's a better backup to Jarrett Stidham
but Cam
in
Newton,
the new offense.
Cam Newton's not going to be willing to sit here and be a backup when he knows that there's probably going to be some sort of starting job somewhere around the
but
NFL.
But that ship has sailed. He had that opportunity. There was no starting jobs.
I'm talking about during the regular season, though, Andy. You know that there's always some sort of a job that opens
probably,
up during the regular season.
Probably, but let's just give him the chance, no?
Yeah.
To see how he reacts. Right?
This comes back to what I'm saying, though. We don't know. We can talk about Cam Newton being this great guy and great teammate. He had never been put in that position that we're talking about. And you ask, why would they ever keep him around? Why wouldn't? Because I think we're on the same page. Like, just cut him, right?
If he can't start, I don't want him.
Right? If you don't want him.
If he's not moping.
But if he's not a cancer in the locker room. But we don't.
Keep him.
But that's a pretty big leap of faith, though, to say that he's not. Why? Because it's human nature, when you're getting paid nothing and then you're backing up and you're trying to reestablish your career, not to mope, as good a guy as you might be, you've never been in that situation.
But is he didn't, the ship sailed on Cam Newton, $25 million starting quarterback, right? That ship sailed
not
on
for next
a
year.
Long time ago.
Not for this year, for the
here and now. So no one wanted you at all, right? No one wanted you. So you came to New England because you saw an opportunity, and it's about respect, not money, and whatever all the various hieroglyphics and things that he puts on Instagram are. You're here. Why not play it out? Is this any worse than Jameis Winston? Jameis Winston decided to sign with the Saints.
Why not play it out? Because if he's sitting there as the backup holding the clipboard, knowing that he's trying to reestablish his value when the alternative would to be released and maybe hook on with somebody else and play.
Or Bill just cut you because you're a bad dude.
You may have a better chance of bitching and moaning, saying, hey, give me my release, going and finding a starting job somewhere else as opposed to here. Because if you're here and you're stuck behind... If you're stuck behind Stidham, Jarrett Stidham, you got a pretty good idea. If you're Cam Newton, you're not starting.
But where are you going to start?
Do you think
somebody's going to blow out a knee? And are you envisioning that scenario?
What I'm envisioning is I probably have a better opportunity of getting a starting job somewhere else than here.
Right.
Because the Patriots are going to say, I want Stidham.
Once they go with Stidham, they're not backing off Stidham. No
one's backing off anybody for Cam Newton. You're in the same spot here as you'd be anywhere else.
No.
Hoping for an injury, but
there's a good chance of an injury happening. How many times?
To Stidham.
Yes.
That's my point.
No, but if you're Cam Newton, are you going to wait around for that? Or
Either way, you're waiting for an injury. Unless opening day, somebody blows out a knee. Either way, whether you sit in your stall at Gillette Stadium and say, I love you, Jarrett, but I hope you blow a knee out so I can play next week. Or you go to your couch and say, I hope Roethlisberger blows a knee this week.
Hey, let me ask you this insane question.
Yes.
What if Cam Newton plays well during the preseason?
Plays well. Hey, whoa.
What preseason?
Training camp. How's that? Preseason game number 4. Let's say Rob Bradford, preseason game number 4.
Baseball has taught us something, that you call it summer camp so you can get it sponsored by Campers World.
Let's say he performs well during camp, but Jarrett Stidham outperforms him.
Yeah.
What happens?
That's what we're talking about.
That's why I'm trying to get the answer from you.
But we've been talking about it for 20 minutes, and now you're asking the question.
Because you won't give me an answer.
Jared Stidham wins. Jared Stidham, if he outperforms, I mean, gets really uncomfortable. And I think that you say, Andy, you say, well, what's the difference of him being a backup here or being released? He's a backup here.
He's a backup everywhere.
Well, he can even if it takes 2 or 3 weeks, some quarterback situation is going to change and some team will pick him up and he'll be put in a bit different situation.
Why? Because that's the only time it works. He was unwanted.
Right now.
Why would that change unless he's just hoping for an injury?
Because nobody's Nick Foles got hurt early on last year, right? Correct?
Yeah.
In Jacksonville. Gardner Minshew comes in, a guy who is way, way down the depth chart. He becomes a starter. He ends up being good. But if Cam Newton is in that situation, if Cam Newton is available, Cam Newton is the guy. I'm not saying Jacksonville because they're trying to tank. But in that situation, Cam Newton is signed by that team.
But who's that team? Like, go through list by list. If Dak goes down, Andy Dalton plays. Joe Burrow has a young team and a young backup.
It's impossible to say that list right now, much like it was impossible to say Nick Foles was going to get hurt. But they had a backup.
That's my point.
Tom Brady gets hurt.
If he's the backup to Jared Stidham and Jared Stidham gets hurt, he plays.
Right.
Just like if somebody gets hurt elsewhere, he hopes to sign. Which chance is better?
Yes or no. In a football season, as in the first few weeks of the season, usually something happens with a quarterback, much like I gave the Nick Foles analogy. Something happens where a quarterback gets hurt or maybe even underperforms, and there is a better situation than Cam Newton would have if he's playing behind Jared Stidham here. Yes or no?
I would say no.
Okay, well, that happened.
I would say the league has declared.
History would tell you.
No, but it's not a history thing. This is specific to Cam Newton. Right. He was unwanted all offseason.
Yes, right now. But we're not talking about right now.
But you're talking about an injury. Can't Jared Stidham get injured and he's in the best spot behind Jared Stidham?
Because on week one, you're sitting behind Jared Stidham and he's not injured, whereas history will tell you there is going to be a situation somewhere that is going to be a better situation for Cam Newton, that it's not backing up Jared Stidham. And you asked, Greg, what is the reason why the Patriots would hang on to him if he's the backup and he potentially is moping? Because of Dominique Foxworth?
Yeah.
He said, because of the coronavirus, teams are going to keep more quarterbacks. And that's exactly what the Patriots will probably be thinking, too.
But if you're
sulking or not.
But I think you guys misunderstood my question or I phrased it incorrectly.
Yeah, I blame you.
Let's say Cam Newton plays well but Jared Stidham plays better.
That's
your starting quarterback.
I mean, it's Jared Stidham is the answer.
Okay.
Because that's of the obvious sort of like cheaper long haul, because if Cam Newton's your starter and he's good, then you have to pay him immediately, even franchise tag, $20+ million. Jared Stidham, you have 2 more years. You make a decision down the road.
No, but why do you have to? If Cam Newton's playing well during preseason, during training camp,
right?
You would still even if Stidham is playing just slightly better. If they're both playing on the same
Stidham
level,
because he's younger and cheaper.
Okay,
right? Like it's a long term decision. If they're close. To me, it's not
then
even
you
a
have
comparison.
Then you have to get rid of Cam Newton.
I don't buy it.
Cam Newton's going to say, hey, no. I'm playing just as well as this kid. You brought me in here. I want to get the hell out of here.
And I'll say, Cam, I'll trade you when somebody gets hurt.
If it's close, they're going with Cam Newton.
Oh, I disagree completely.
Higher upside.
Why would you go?
I agree with higher upside.
No, but then it's not close.
Because you can come back. You can come back from if Cam Newton, if you do not play Cam Newton, and if it's close, and you start Jared Stidham, you have, as we said, Cam Newton in that uncomfortable situation as a backup. We don't know how he's going to react, and everyone in that locker room is murmuring and everything else. If it is close at all, you start Cam Newton. You know the upside is potentially around the corner, and then you go from there. Because Jared Stidham has plenty of future ahead of him. This is the here and the now.
Yeah, but if it's close, it means Cam Newton doesn't look very good.
Does he have a future?
What if Jared Stidham is good and Cam Newton is
then you play Jared Stidham. He's your quarterback with the present in the future.
Jared Stidham has such a great future.
The scenario you're envisioning, they both suck, is basically. They both are unimpressive, so you play Cam.
What? I mean, I know the scenario.
Cam Newton is an MVP carry-a-team quarterback, correct?
But
he's playing well in the preseason, so you're like, I'm seeing signs.
Okay,
I'm seeing signs of Cam.
2014.
Right?
So if it's close, If it's close,
but if it's
you play Cam Newton no, for that exact reason.
No, because if it's close, Jarrett Stidham's doing the same damn thing, and you're like, oh, my God.
No, but you can't come close, back. You that. Say to yourself, I got a chance of an MVP-type right. quarterback here. This guy's playing well in preseason. I don't know if he's an MVP guy.
You're saying he's step for step with Cam. I have seen them for 37 straight days, and every day I go, sooner or later, Stidham's going to fall off. Sooner or later, Stidham's going to fall back to the veteran. He hasn't. That means Stidham is Stidham.
Who's got the greater upside?
Who has
For 2020,
Cam Newton.
Then you go with Cam Newton.
But not if Jarrett Stidham. You have the scenario that Jarrett Stidham is playing as well as Cam Newton.
Andy, you have.
That's what you guys set up for me.
But that's fine. You let him sit and
you have time.
You let him sit behind Cam Newton.
Why?
Because you've got a higher
upside. You just told me Jarrett Stidham looks like an MVP quarterback.
No.
Because that's what he's practicing against.
No, I did not say that. I did not say that.
You can't go to that extreme. I mean, you can say that both guys are playing well and it's very close. You have time with Jarrett Stidham. You have next year.
Why would I waste time?
For the exact reason that Greg said, because you know the kind of upside that you potentially has with Cam Newton, and this is your chance to find out if you have it.
But you're already saying they look the same. Whatever the level is, they're here.
But that's preseason. But you're looking and you're saying to yourself, Jesus, Cam Newton, it looks like he's got it back. It looks like he's where he was 5 years ago. Yes, it's like last
Stidham
year.
Stidham looks the same.
Stidham played really well last year, as did Brian Hoyer.
Right.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that one's better than the other in the regular season.
Isn't it a lot more difficult to come back from, if Jarrett Stidham, in your scenario, Jarrett Stidham wins the starting job because it's been even, but you're going with Jarrett Stidham, and Jarrett Stidham and Cam Newton sitting there, and Jarrett Stidham maybe struggles for a game or two. Then you have all the murmuring and everything
else. Well, we may have cut Newton, right? We may have gone down the Matt Cassel road and said, Matt Cassel's our quarterback.
It's another reason. If you have, in that scenario, if you have Cam Newton playing well and playing even with Jarrett Stidham, and you're saying, well, you're cutting Cam Newton because he didn't win the job, then that's stupid, too. Because you have potentially
I just latched on to my quarterback.
Hey,
Jarrett Stidham's my quarterback. That's what I've said with that move.
Right. And then the moment that he has the inevitable bump in the road.
But No, because I've decided he's my quarterback.
Okay.
Just like Tom Brady had massive bumps in the road in 2001, in 2002.
So you're coming off
a
quarterback. You're coming off a training camp where Cam Newton has been good.
And Jarrett Stidham has been just as good.
Right. But to Greg's point, that you're going to say, oh, you know what? We know he's been good, and we know he probably has a higher upside, and he's going to get better. But you know what? Forget about it. We're going to cut him.
They're both playing well in the
regular
season. Who's giving you a better chance of being 7-2?
Are they playing the same? You guys keep saying they're playing the same.
I'm always going with Stidham.
He's cheaper. He's my quarterback for 15 years.
I want to finish this in 1 second, but Brandon is in Charlotte. He's been on hold for a half hour. Let me sneak him in because
see what he says,
because he's in Charlotte and he knows. Brandon, you're up first this morning with Hart, Bradford, and Dickerson. Thanks for hanging on, Brandon. How you doing?
Hey, not a problem. I have to vent. I've been in Charlotte for about 15 years. I'm from Maine, and I've been a Cam hater.
You're a Cam hater?
You have to quarantine for 14
years. I've been a Cam hater from day one because his antics I don't like. The pouting that you guys are talking about is so true. That when he's on the sideline and losing, he can't carry a team.
Hey, Brandon, I'm going to stop you, and I'm going to let you finish. I will let you go on. I want to ask you this one quick question. Have you ever seen a New England Patriots quarterback over the past 15 years pout?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. All right.
Brissett.
The difference in pouting that I don't like, I'm not a fan of Cam where, hey, I run 3 yards. I'm going to get up and put my finger in your face because I got a first down and we're losing by 20. I don't like that.
I'm not a big fan of that.
But you now have a guy that was an MVP, that was cocky, that would taunt people, to a guy that was not getting paid anything, has to play for his pay and get put under the wing of Bill Belichick. I'm with you guys on the aspect that if they're playing the same, you should go with Stidham. But why not let Stidham sit behind a former MVP quarterback, learn from him, grow from him, ride Cam for a year if healthy, and now Stidham has a year under his belt with Brady, a year under his belt with Cam.
Yep.
And the fact that we don't have quote-unquote weapons When we had Brady, it was get open within 3 seconds or the play's dead. If you have a mobile cam, these guys are going to have a longer time to run a route and get open.
Yep. You just said it, Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon.
You just made my point, which is like...
No,
he did. He started off by agreeing with
but then, with me.
No, but then he said exactly my point, which was, what is the problem? What if you have these two guys and they're both playing well, why wouldn't you... What's the problem with having Jared Stidham sit and learn behind this other guy who's playing well and has all kinds of upside for the year?
The same exact reason why the Chiefs turned the offense over to Patrick Mahomes. They had a veteran quarterback who's good, but they had the future who was just as good or better.
Okay,
but, it's a simple reality.
But did they have a guy in Cam Newton sitting there when Patrick?
They had
Mahomes
Alex Smith. They had a Pro Bowl quarterback.
Okay,
if you have a younger guy who's playing as well as a Pro Bowler, you go with the younger guy.
But here's the difference, Andy. Alex Smith wasn't going to cost the minimum. Alex Smith wasn't. If they were going to keep Alex Smith around, it was going to cost them a lot of money to be.
But this isn't a money situation.
Well, no, but it's do.
Do you have a young franchise quarterback or do you not?
No, the Patriots have that unique option of keeping this other guy around at no cost to them.
Right. Which is called bad money.
Alex Smith.
Because you've wasted another year of your rookie contract.
Well, you still have plenty of years. You have a few more years.
No, you have 1 year to make a decision because then you got to pay him. Much like he's not going into his lame duck year. Jimmy
Garoppolo, how many years did he sit before he finally was like, okay, you can play? Well,
he played because Brady was suspended.
You have another year for this guy, and you can say, oh, well, he only has so many years on his rookie contract.
Four.
Right. So you still have another year. You have a second year.
Where you absolutely have to make a decision. But you think he's a franchise quarterback because he's battling.
No, I don't.
Well,
why do you keep taking that leap of faith?
Because you guys said that Cam.
They can both play well at the same time. But Cam Newton is
very high level of football.
Andy, let me ask you this question. Mr. Football.
Yes.
Did Brian Hoyer play well during the preseason last year?
Against fifth stringers? Sure.
Just answer the question. I
have to put it in context.
But did he play well?
He's not taking first team reps alongside Tom Brady.
I'm just asking, did he play well?
Against fifth stringers. Like, you're not allowed to put context?
No.
You can't say that there's a difference between the ones and then the backups to the backups?
Let me try this one more time. Let me ask you, because he's not answering.
Brian Hoyer was excellent.
Who, me?
Did Brian Hoyer play well last year?
Yes.
Did Jared Stidham play well last year?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
But they both played well, and it was irrelevant.
I'm just saying that
you can have two quarterbacks.
If Cam Newton plays play 70,
the third and fourth
well
quarter action of a preseason game is irrelevant. Who's that guy they had for like two straight years led the NFL in rushing? He never played a snap for
okay,
them.
Andy, let me put some context to it.
You're not allowed to. You just told me context not allowed.
I'm running the show. I can change my mind. What if they both play well against first teamers?
Then I go with Stidham.
God,
he's my quarterback.
How is he your quarterback when you just
a week ago he was everybody's quarterback?
He's not your quarterback because they just brought in Cam Newton. You said it yourself. But now Cam Newton's not good enough to beat him out.
You said it yourself. You're saying Jared Stidham is your quarterback. Well, you have the option of keeping two quarterbacks or one quarterback under your scenario,
right?
Because you're saying you're going to cut Cam Newton if he's the backup.
Potentially, yeah.
Right, so wouldn't you keep the two quarterbacks if they're playing the same?
And no, I would play my young starter.
Why?
Because the reps are good. He's eating away at his cheap contract.
You want to win. Take a break. 617.
No, they're playing the same, you said.
779-793-7.
God, I like Mark James better than you.
You're locked in to the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
We all know that players take a tremendous jump from year one to year two from a mental standpoint, and they're able to then transfer that to playing faster on the football field. Although these guys haven't been on the field, there's no question that he would be able to execute this offense efficiently at a much higher level than what Cam would do, simply because he's more familiar with it. So why would you just throw Cam in there right now when he hasn't even been through the virtual offseason? If Cam's going to return to his previous 2015 MVP form, then it won't take, then, you look, he will show that once he gets into training camp and he's able to get the mental part of this offense down. But for starters, I'm putting Jared Stidham in there, and then I'm letting them go after each other and see how it plays out.
Allow me to quote.
Question from the back?
All right, 1 second.
Question from the back.
I'll get to you in a second. Allow me to quote one Stephen A. Smith.
Lewis Riddick should be drug tested.
He can't stay off the weed.
Go ahead, you and the orange. Your question, sir.
What is the Patriots offense? Because I believe for 20 years it's been the Tom Brady offense.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but in the month of March 2020, Tom Brady went to a different team. So Bill Belichick said leading up to the April draft that for 20 years, every decision we've made was been based on Tom Brady and making sure everything suited Tom Brady. What are they doing now? Who are they suiting and how are they suiting it with two athletic quarterbacks? It would seem to me that the offense would change. Oh, and interestingly, they brought in a new quarterbacks coach by the name of Jed Fish, who has been an assistant offensive coordinator for 2 years with the Rams, offensive coordinator with the Jaguars, offensive coordinator at the University of Michigan, offensive coordinator at UCLA, seems to have a college background, spread offense background. Mm. Certainly seems like the scheme could be changing. And I, at least, I know Lewis Riddick knows more than me, but I at least would say that levels the playing field because Jarrett Stidham has not practiced one rep in the Patriots offense for 2020.
Can I ask this? I don't know. Maybe it's a dumb question, and I've been known to ask a few dumb questions.
No.
If Jarrett Stidham is so ready to be the starting quarterback, why are you bringing in Cam Newton?
Ding, 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 ding. I also think, I listened for months, people tell me that Jarrett Stidham couldn't start. Brian Hoyer had to start because Jarrett Stidham was losing an offseason. Oh, there's no practices, there's no OTAs, there's no this. Now, Jarrett Stidham is going to start because Cam Newton lost the offseason, even though Cam Newton has started 125 football games in the National Football League, some of those at what some people would call an elite level as an MVP quarterback who went to a Super Bowl. So even if there's a slight advantage for Jarrett Stidham because he's heard the word before, I heard that word that you just called that. I know what that word is. Don't you think Cam Newton, who has played eight seasons, and under multiple offensive coordinators with multiple different languages of offenses, wouldn't that maybe close that minor gap? And oh, by the way, physically, what did Cam Newton miss? Jarrett Stidham had a couple workouts with Gunnar Olszewski because Mohamed Sanu is working with Cam Newton, so we know that receiver's not with him. N'Keal Harry is in Houston doing whatever it is he does in Houston to get quicker and leaner and whatever he's going to do. So it's not like Tom Brady, who's holding two-a-days down in Tampa with the bulk of his team. Cam Newton's missed nothing. He's a veteran quarterback in the NFL. I don't understand the logic that now Jarrett Stidham has this massive advantage because he's been here a year and knows Josh McDaniels. No thanks.
Right. And Josh McDaniels, a guy who, from everything that we've heard, Rob, wants to open up his system.
Yeah.
Andy
would know this better than I, but it sure seems like he probably is looking forward to this season. Him and Bill Belichick both.
Sure.
Probably more than a lot of seasons in a long, long time. Like, oh my goodness, we get to do this. Like I said, he looks across the field at Lamar Jackson. And, oh man, they do some really interesting stuff. Or even Josh Allen with Buffalo, with the Bills. Oh, that'd be cool to do. Well, you're not doing it with Tom Brady.
Right.
And you asked before, like, why would they bring in Cam Newton if they thought Jarrett Stidham was the man?
Right.
The counter to that is there's nothing wrong with this is a no-lose situation in terms of adding competition.
And it pushes Jarrett.
So when Mike Lombardi went on his profanity-laced diatribe about how every GM is in the league is stupid,
except him, who's been fired as a GM multiple times,
he's great entertainment for us, right?
Tremendous.
But if you're an executive, you're like, what are you talking? Like, who are you?
He's Rex Ryan. Like, I enjoy you.
So why does Belichick
going off?
Like him so much? Why are they so close? It doesn't make sense.
Just because they go back so far.
Well, that was he. That's what he latched on.
I guess we all have idiot friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, really, what has Lombardi done? Like, he's latched on to Belichick and the Patriots and probably has a Super Bowl ring because of it, right?
Oh, yeah. He's observed Bill Walsh and Al Davis and Bill Belichick, people who have actually accomplished
things.
Okay,
but he was the GM for the Browns, correct?
Yes.
What did they do?
Fail.
Okay.
But I don't know that I hold that against him. Bill failed as a coach with the Browns.
That said, his point was well taken about like how these teams fall in love with their current quarterbacks. They fall in love with even though like we can say you aren't going anywhere with that quarterback. No, we have to go with that guy. We have to go with Tyrod Taylor. We have to go with Drew Locke because we have told everybody, or we drafted this guy, or we paid this guy, so we have to go with him, even though we can get Cam Newton to push him a little bit at the veteran minimum. Like, bring up Denver. Denver's a perfect example. Like, okay, you have Drew Locke in the same draft as Jarrett Stidham. Sure, he was drafted a couple rounds before Jarrett Stidham, but why couldn't you bring in a Cam Newton to push him a little bit more.
Am I stupid and or naive to believe that Bill Belichick says, I'm not going to tell anybody this. I'm not going to say this, but it's in the back of my mind. I'd like to beat that dirty, grimy, God bless his passing, Don Shula. I'd like to pass him. I'd like to get more wins in him. I might have a better chance of racking up 11 wins with Cam Newton this season as opposed to Jared Stidham. Does that go through his mind?
Could. Certainly could. I mean, we have no idea what he thinks of Jared Stidham. I think the most honest assessment of Jared Stidham came from Dante Scarnecchia. He works hard. He's smart. He does those things. And there will be bumps in the road because you have no idea once he gets on the field how he's going to play. Now,
see Jets Jamal Adams.
See anybody. Like, I just, like, you can have all these theories about guys, but, you know, people plan and God laughs. Like, you have this plan and you think you're a GM and you know Darko Milicic or whatever the hell he's going to be this, he's going to be that.
Oh, man.
He's going to be crap. No Carmelo Anthony.
But somebody was invested in the idea that he's going to be great, right? And they were a relatively accomplished, smart person who had moved up the basketball world. And they failed miserably. They made a terrible decision.
But don't you agree that where these GMs end up getting fired because of it, because they lock in on that guy. They draft the guy.
Drew lock in on that guy. See what he did?
Yes, there you go. It's
a wordsmith.
Andy.
How dare you. whether it's because of the draft, where they was drafted, whether it's because of, you know, in Chicago's case, we traded for Nick Foles, and they lock in on these guys and they say, this is the guy. And I know that we could have gotten this guy for the veteran minimum. And I know that he could have actually pushed this guy, but we can't do that because we've been telling everyone, including our own players, that Tyrod Taylor is going to be the guy to ease in Justin Herbert, right? And we've seen this years upon years upon years about these GMs being stubborn in this way. And this was the opportunity not to be stubborn.
But is it stubborn or is it massaging the situation? I keep bringing up the Matt Castle thing where Bill went down that road. We're bringing in veteran backup quarterbacks because we're going to, you know what? No, you guys turn around. Sorry for the inconvenience, for the flights, everything. We're going with Matt Castle because we want Matt Castle to feel like this is his football team. Like there's a personal management skill there that only Bill knows. Like, he may be 1,000% confident that Jarrett Stidham is the man. And he said, you know, there's no better way to test Jarrett Stidham than to bring in a superstar.
That's my point.
Or did he bring in the superstar because Jarrett Stidham sucks and he knows it?
I do believe that probably Bill Belichick really likes Jarrett Stidham, but much like John Elway really likes Drew Locke. So what's the difference? What is the difference in philosophy? Why couldn't John Elway have done the exact same thing that Bill Belichick did?
Well, maybe John Elway thinks Drew Locke wouldn't react well. He's his franchise quarterback. He feels really good about it. But just knowing him or however he is personality-wise.
Is that a good way to do business?
Or he's all in on Drew Locke.
Or how about this?
And Stidham is not Belichick's guy.
How about this? Maybe Jared Stidham hasn't put in the work and the effort that Bill Belichick wanted him to, so he said, all right, you know what? I'll show you, kid. Let me bring in Cam Newton, see how that works.
He hasn't worked out with 17 teammates after the NFLPA told him not to?
Right.
Like that sort of thing?
He went to a wedding for 2 weeks in Houston, if you believe Instagram.
Right. And I always believe Instagram.
Me too. Why would it lie to me? It's a picture worth 1,000 words.
Let's take some phone calls. 617-779-7937. 617-779-7937. Noah in a car. Hi, Noah. How are you?
Hey, good. How you guys doing?
Good. Thanks for hanging on, Noah. We appreciate it.
No problem. I just had a couple points. So I don't think, Cam Newton signing is really, really points to any of those conclusions that you guys are making directly.
Are you saying we've been wrong for two hours now, Noah?
I like you personally, but...
No, not at all. I was unsure of what I was even going to say because, you could make an argument for all those things. But what I was thinking is that, sitting behind Brady, everyone knows is an asset. Other teams think it's an asset. His, backup's going to get paid. He's on franchise quarterbacks. And then with Bill and, Josh McDaniels, that's an asset in itself. But if Stidham has a little more mobility to him, and especially this year where there's, everyone's saying it's like throwing him out to the wolves with no weapons, why not let him, even if Cam Newton is just a one and done, let him learn a little bit of the mobility and see it in action, how they're going to implement the game plan if he is the future. And then when they have $100 million in cap space next year, load him up and, you know, then let him see what he can do.
That's a good, you know, here's a question for you, and thanks for the phone call, Noah. He comes in. Cam Newton comes in, lights the world on fire, sets the world on fire.
I like it. I'm with you.
You win an AFC championship. Maybe you get to the AFC championship. You lose. Do you pay him $20 million next year? Do you
God,
say
yes.
You're my guy for the next two or three years?
There's
no doubt. There's no doubt.
Well, do you franchise him or do you give him a deal?
I would prefer to give him a deal.
Either or, do you just say, hey, this is a one-year thing.
No.
We took a flyer on him. We got this kid Stidham we kind of like.
Nope. If he's 31 and he's back to that level where we're like in an AFC title game,
question.
I would feel really, really good about signing Cam Newton for, again, he has to want to play ball. I don't want to do something stupid, but, you know, 4 years, $100 million or something.
Discount.
Teddy Bridgewater contract.
Does he seem to be the type that's willing to take the discount? Because my guess
he's
is
made
my,
money.
My guess is, Andy, there's going to be four or five teams out there, if he does play that well, that's willing to give him a ton of cash.
Now I use the
Rob Bradford
franchise tag.
Oh, there you go.
Rob had deer in headlights. Why are you pointing at me? Stop pointing at me. We're not talking Red Sox.
That was my nickname, franchise tag, I guess.
So
now it will be.
You have that in your back pocket, and you know, this is a little bit,
because you know how players react to the franchise tag. God, they love it.
Right. But there is a little bit of minutia here with if they don't play in front of fans or they don't have a season or they have a half a season and the cap goes down instead of up, it's 10 to 12 million. It goes down 30 million.
You're not necessarily going to have that wad of cash out there from teams that you normally
would. And the Patriots are well set almost regardless of where the cap goes. If it goes up, then yes, they're going to have $90 million. If it goes down, they're still going to have more than most.
But is that good business? Because we've heard this before. You do not, if you can avoid it, you do not allocate a ton of money to the quarterback position for the same reason why you don't sign Tom Brady to a 2-year, $50 million deal after last year.
I don't believe that at all.
The reality is, I want to allocate a lot of money to the quarterback position because that means I have a franchise quarterback.
Right.
I think history would show if you have Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady,
Jared Stidham.
Not a franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
You know how we learned that?
Yeah.
Because they signed Cam Newton. 617-779-7937. Hart, Bradford, Dickerson, Sports Radio, WEEI.
This is the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
What I found interesting is, you know, is kind of reporting this out and starting to get some indications as I talk to people. I felt as if Cam Newton wasn't the starter on opening day and was beaten out by Jared Stidham, even if I think that's a low percentage, I thought that Newton might say, you know what, I'm all set here. From everything I'm hearing, he's in it for the long haul. Even if he gets beat out by Jared Stidham, he's going to want to stick around and see this thing through. And I think there's a lot of upside to that.
Raise your hands. Wait till I ask the question, please.
Oh, I follow directions very specifically.
Andy and I do what we're told.
You're right.
Have you ever seen the dictator I usually work with? And you don't need the tater. It's twice I use that joke in one show.
Recycling material.
I don't know if you've heard, radio resets every hour.
Oh, that's a callback, right?
Yeah.
I don't know
what that means, but yeah.
Wait for the tater joke at 11.
Yep.
Allow me to
once an hour
make you feel at home, Andy. Hang on one second. Not enjoying the yelling. Goodbye. Andy, let other people talk without interrupting.
Shut up!
Jesus. Bradford's show. Did he really compare Mahomes to Stidham?
No, he didn't, you jackass.
There you go.
Finish!
What the hell?
My favorite is when he fights the text machine because the 103.7 affiliate is taking texts that are different than what we're talking about.
Well, isn't the 103.7 a different show?
Yeah, different show. So somebody will text in like, no, I really think Bogarts is the star.
I think the Friars are going to be really good this year.
And he
year.
Gets mad at it. I'm like, just ignore it. Don't read it.
Chris, I can't make this. You see the text, right?
To the 413.
He gets so angry. I don't understand it. No one's forcing you to read it.
The man drives a BMW. Why is he so angry?
Tinted windows, too.
Oh, that's, well, that's
tinted
wrong.
Windows.
Well, obviously. I mean, there's a reason for that. What was the question I was going to...
Stop.
You
told me to raise my hands.
I know, and now I forget the
GD. What was the sound we played, Andy? Eamon?
Wow.
Jiminy. Crickets were off the tracks.
Tom Kern.
Raise your hands.
Yes. And what said was Tom, the- Tom, Tom said that Cam would stick around even if Stidham beats him out.
Thank you. Raise your hands if you believe that.
My hands are down now.
He was right in the last part of it, which is he said, I think that would be a good thing. Sure, it would be a good thing. Sure. Yeah. It's always good to have another good quarterback hanging around.
Yes.
Yes, I'd much rather he be the backup than Brian Hoyer.
Be nice if I had a BMW with tinted windows, but it's not going to happen.
Plus, they're from Auburn. Yeah, probably some, I don't know. They're from Auburn.
But you don't see that happening.
I don't know Cam Newton. It's hard for me to envision, but, you know, if you want to buy into his Instagram, you know, it's all about respect and not money and something to prove and all
what
this.
What are his other options in August? That would be my thing, too.
None and none.
Zero.
Can I just, a quick aside, spring training photos are always the worst, right? We like the hazy guys
and
throwing
people,
everything.
And I blame people
blame
like you.
Out summer camp.
And by the way, let me set this up as we transition a little bit for a second from Stidham Newton to this. Today is day one of spring
summer
training.
Camp. Yes,
summer camp.
Sorry, summer camp. Campers World.
Mom dropped me off at 9. Be back by 3:30.
Don't forget your orange slices, honey. Okay, love you. You got your water.
Six
you got
feet
your
apart.
Spray?
All you 6 feet apart.
Wear your mask.
These photos are next level awful. It's terrible.
In what sense?
Scroll down. Like they're pictures of an empty ballpark and pictures of media waiting to go into the empty ballpark. All of it is terrible.
Now, are these professional photographers or phone photographers?
No, Twitter? These are the writers saying, I have to give content to my
What writers
Twitter
specifically
account.
Are we discussing?
All of them.
Ripping.
All of them.
Is anybody good at it?
Yeah, I am very good at it. I get
anybody
that.
Else? anybody who's there?
No, not yet.
So no Mark Daniels, because Mark Daniels
is he good at it?
Has mastered the art of somehow holding his phone up to his binoculars and taking a photo through his, and he can take a pretty damn good long distance shot.
That is pretty good.
Yeah.
You can actually get a little clip on lens for your phone that zooms.
Yeah, but he
out.
Doesn't do that. It's cheating. He does it the old fashioned way. It's skilled.
Why wouldn't you do it the professional way instead of like janky hold your binoculars?
Wow,
cost him money. Because then
shots
he's got
fired
pay
at Mark
it.
Daniels.
Look he's not you. A photographer.
Well, if you obviously
want a,
not.
If you want a high level one. Send a photographer. Otherwise, I have binoculars.
Well,
I have a phone.
We can't do
together.
That. It's only a certain amount of people allowed.
Right.
Yeah. So if you did that in this case, you would get an up close view of an empty field instead of a wide angle view of an empty
field. So what exactly is going to transpire today at summer camp?
They will come out. They will take batting practice. They will take ground balls. They will do all the things that in a normal world you would say I have no interest in. But in this case, they are making them available to watch from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So
that's a long.
And where do you watch? In the press box or on the stands?
No, press box, and also you know the area next to the press box with like the tabletops.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I think
far away.
Yeah, far away
with masks on.
I guess I would imagine so. I mean, I had to fill out like 50 forms to go over there. So it's going
to
be...
Notice he had to fill out 50 forms to go over there.
No, I'm sitting here.
The city with the two of us.
I've been spitting in Greg's face the entire time. I mean, welcome. They don't have the
really... Thanks, man.
Phase 8 is me coming into the studio.
So break it down. How many people are there? 40-man roster? Or the how many invitees are there?
48 right now. 48.
Kyle Hart going to make 60. The team? Am I going to be able to get a Hart jersey?
Keep the jersey?
Yeah. If he doesn't, can I have the jersey after he gets done?
Do you have the Owen Hart jersey? Like
no,
the,
you know what I do have? You may not remember this person. Bo Hart.
From Syracuse.
I don't know about Syracuse, but the St. Louis Cardinals. And it was beautifully timed. He was like a little bit of a Dustin Pedroia sort of like cult figure with them for a while. And the Patriots played in St. Louis. And I just screwing around, went to the stadium, and they had Bo Hart shirts,
they were
T-shirt jerseys.
Bo Hart jerseys?
T-shirt jersey. And they were on sale. Of course I am. Fast forward a couple of years, Little League. I'm managing the Cardinals in Little League. So what did I wear to every game?
Bo Hart
My Hart jersey.
Bo Hart, can you tell me the years he played? He played 2 years in the majors. I mean, you don't remember when you
2000.
Come on, you can do it. You can do it.
2002 to 2004.
Close. Yeah, 2003, 2004.
So you were a loser like me then. You wear
I'm
the
not
book.
Sure exactly you, how that made me a loser.
You coached the Cardinals and you wore a Cardinals shirt.
It said heart on the back. I didn't have it made. It was official.
I understand. It said Cardinals on the front and a heart on the
right.
back.
If you coached the Rams and wore a Dickerson jersey, that'd be cool.
I don't know if I would do that. Although a few years ago, I did coach the Auburn Tigers. And what did I do? I sent away for an Auburn Tigers t-shirt and wore that at games.
It looks cool. I'm just, no, it's kind of loser. And
my
kids thought it was
Stidham on the back?
My kids thought it was
cool. Did it say Stidham on the back?
No, it said Newton. They never made Stidham.
I think he was still, at the time, I think he was still at A&M.
Baylor.
I think he was still at Baylor. So
you know he was one of the top two dual threat quarterbacks coming out of high school, right?
I did. Have you ever seen the, it's about a 10-minute video on YouTube about
yes.
Jarrett?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. I have seen the 10-minute video on YouTube.
About Jarrett Stidham.
Oh, okay. Yes.
You have seen it?
Yes.
Okay.
What is it? I don't think
I have. It's a good watch.
Can you clarify? There's a lot of videos on YouTube.
It's about a 10 or 15-minute video of Jarrett Stidham being, quote-unquote, the next big thing at his high school in Texas, and it leads him through his senior year, and they end up losing in, like, the, I don't know, District Q semifinals
Stephenville High.
Is that what it was? It was Stephenville High?
Meet Jarrett Stidham, the king of Friday Night Lights in Texas.
Boom, that's the one. Take a look at that. It's interesting. It's really interesting. It's not as interesting as a week ago when he was the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots.
You know that Stidham era?
But it's still kind of interesting.
You remember the Jarrett Stidham era?
Barely.
Barely. That's how it's going to be.
617-779-7937. Phone calls coming up next. Hart, Bradford, Dickerson, we'll get to you guys on Sports Radio WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.